originally from Rwanda. I was born 6 months before the genocide and the situation was already not safe.
You were a baby.
I was a baby, yeah. Mm-hmm. These are stories I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
People had to, were already living in exile from the 60s onwards. So I had an auntie living in exile in Belgium, and she happened to be married to a Belgian military guy. He asked to come and get his in-laws when they were getting all the international people out of Rwanda. He wasn't allowed, but he just was like, I'm doing it voluntarily, like as in like the army wouldn't protect him on that mission. And him and a few people went and, yeah, asked around, went to the house, went to the church, because he knew my granddad was quite religious and the church was near the house. And then he found my granddad at the priest's house with my grandma and my cousin. And then they just were like, let's just try the school. And then they found us and they took us all to Belgium. Then we came to Belgium as refugees and there was loads of us living in one house. My mum describes those years as really hard because she used to be a teacher, but she had wanted to be a lawyer, but she wasn't allowed in Rwanda. So she just, you know, she just wanted to work. And she was a girl guide her whole life. And so the girl guide headquarters are in the UK and a job opened up. London's been my home ever since. And like, I'm so grateful because Belgium is a bit more racist and I didn't really have any friends there. And like in London, it was already just like so much more diverse. There was like black kids at school. I remember I wrote my dissertation, finished university in 2016. And in that last year, there was the refugee crisis. And I wrote my dissertation on like the media framing of the refugee crisis. So I finished uni and I looked for a training scheme in TV and started working in TV. Now I'm a documentary filmmaker. And I just finished 2 weeks ago directing my first short documentary in Rwanda. I went back to look at how intergenerational trauma, exploring intergenerational trauma for the next generation. I think home isn't always a physical place for me because of how much I've moved around. I also lived abroad in my 20s. So I think for me, home is, I guess, is the people around me. If I find good, kind people to be in community with, I could move, you know, somewhere that I have never been, you know, tomorrow. And I think I could find home if I find the people.